And now, stay tuned for the most exciting, new, sexy radio show on the planet. The Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I've got a great show for you today because I am bringing on three amazing experts, starting with Dr. Rosalind Young. She is the single best doctor of audiology in all of the region. And after our interview with Dr. Young, we are bringing on Dr. Tony Beretta. And you know Tony because he is the neuropathy expert who's going to help you solve your pain and tingling in your extremities. And then, of course, I'm bringing on our tax man, and that's Bob. And he and I are talking about this awful bail reform and what's going to happen to you, the superhero taxpayer, if Gavin Newsom is elected. Now, before I get to all of our awesome experts, I have a really big question to ask you this morning. Are you ready? Who are you? Now, the reason I'm asking you this question is because over the past week, I have seen more commentary about character, integrity, and being unbelievable like Senator John McCain. Now, even though I didn't agree with many of what Senator John McCain voted for and what he represented, there are so many things about this man that I truly loved. Let's start with the first. He is a junk food addict. How many of you knew that John McCain loved junk food? Well, let me tell you something. If I was held captive in Vietnam for over 5 years and I was beaten and I was tortured and I was in solitary confinement, I want you to know that if I ever got out like he did when he was 36 years old with a head of white hair, I would personally eat In-N-Out Burger every day. In fact, I'd eat French fries, I'd eat Doritos, and I would have chocolate shakes like you can't imagine. And that's what John McCain did. You see, this man, this hero, he ate whatever he wanted, and I love that about him. You know what else I loved about Senator McCain is that he loved his mom. Now, isn't it awful to know that his mother outlived him? Right now, his mom, Roberta, is 106 years old. Mom, I need you to live to be 106 years old because I love you like John McCain loved his mom. You know what else I loved about John McCain is how he treated our veterans. You see, I have been talking for years about our veterans, our heroes, the people that you should thank every day of the week for your freedom, because John McCain dedicated his life to veterans, and those are some of the things I love. You see, I don't know about you, but when I look in the mirror at myself and I ask myself, who are you, Ronnie Deutsch? There's something that I know about myself. You see, I'm admitting right now in front of all of you that there is no way in hell that I could have survived years of torture, years of abuse, years of beating, and being stuck in solitary confinement for over 2 years. And I want you to think about that. How many of you can honestly raise your hand and tell me, oh, hey, Ronnie, I could survive torture. Oh, hey, no problem, Ronnie. I could be in solitary confinement for 2 years. Because you know what? You're lying. There is absolutely no way you, myself, my producer Mike, or anyone that I know could have survived what John McCain survived when he was captured in Vietnam. And that is something else that I admire about this man. Do you realize that Senator McCain actually had a chance to be released early from Vietnam? In fact, after he was shot down, captured, beaten for years, they actually offered to send him home. And you know what the dude said? Nope, you're not sending me home. We are going to go in the right order. You see, the order of letting these prisoners released should be the order in which they came. And I got to tell you something, Senator McCain, I don't know anyone who could have survived the years that you survived. And I'm telling you right now, you are a hero. What you did for our country, the hope that you gave us when you were released, is something our nation will never forget. Now, most of you are aware that John McCain tried to become president not once, but twice. And he was, of course, defeated by Barack Obama and George Bush. Now, what shocks me about Senator McCain is that Senator McCain, he didn't have that great of a relationship with Barack Obama. I think he did communicate frequently with George Bush because, of course, they were Republicans. And yet, Senator McCain has asked both of these men to speak at his funeral, which I think is classy and unbelievable. Because let's face it, why would you ask President Obama to speak at your funeral if you weren't trying to send a message? You see, the message that I believe that Senator McCain is sending you, me, and our entire country is this. Let's stop the pettiness. Let's stop the bullying, and let's stop the nonsense so that our country can actually get important things done. Now, of course, many of you also remember the thumbs down vote that John McCain had before he left the Senate when he was sick. I mean, how can you forget? It was so dramatic. And what made this vote even more important at the time is that he was kind of sending a personal message to our president. I mean, you and I know that President Trump and Senator McCain, they didn't have a friendship, and they certainly didn't hide the fact that they had a contentious relationship. But you know what I liked about Senator McCain is that he went against the entire Republican Party, the entire nation, in fact, when he voted that bill down. Now, even though I respectfully disagree with him, and I think that Obamacare needs to be dismantled and flushed down the swamp, it takes tremendous courage to stand up and vote against what your party wants as well as what the president wants. And that's another thing that I admire about Senator McCain, is the dude wasn't afraid to speak his mind, even if his opinion on the matter was not the popular one. But you see, there was a moment that John McCain had when it showed his true character. Obviously, man, he showed his true character when he came back from Vietnam, and I'm not even talking about it. You see, I am talking about the moment where John McCain was taking questions, and it was a question and answer session when he was actually running for president. Now, I don't know about you, but I thought this moment was huge. You see, this woman, she was an older woman, she stood up, she grabbed the microphone, and she said to Senator McCain something like this. Listen, I can't trust Obama, and I've read about him, and he's not even American. He's an Arab. To which John McCain took the microphone, and do you know what his response was? Listen, he could have grabbed the phone, and he could have said anything like, hey, ma'am, you're right. Our president may have been born in another country. Or he could have said, you know what? I don't like President Obama, and that is why I want you to vote for me. But instead, do you realize what Senator McCain said? He said, no, ma'am. He's a decent family man and citizen that I just happen to have disagreements with on fundamental issues. And that's what the campaign's all about. And he's not an Arab. You see, in other words, what John McCain said was, I'm not going there. I'm not going to bully. I'm not going to bash. And I'm not going to go to that level in politics to get elected. Which, let's face it, it cost him the election. The only blunder which cost him the election, and that was unfortunate. But the bottom line is, Senator McCain had no business selecting Sarah Palin as his running mate. Although, let's be honest, Sarah Palin is a hottie and she's great to look at. But when she opens her mouth, there was nothing coming out of it that was intelligent. So the bottom line here is, who are you? Do you have character? Do you have integrity? Are you a patriot? Do you love our country like I love our country? Or are you a narcissist and you're selfish and you're a taker? Because the lesson to be learned here is simple. Senator McCain, I thank you for your 30 years of service. I thank you for the integrity that you have. And I thank you for helping to make this country something to be proud of. May you rest in peace. All right, everybody, I got a great show for you today. And I need you to stick around because I am bringing on our radio show's Doctor of Audiology, and that is Dr. Rosalind Young. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
We'll be back with more of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show right after this.
The following segment is brought to you by Dr. Rosalind Young, the official doctor of audiology on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
And now, back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I'm excited this morning because I brought in Sacramento's best doctor of audiology, and that is Dr. Rosalind Young. And you know why I brought her in studio? Because I suffer from hearing loss and I want to get rid of the stigma that is associated with hearing loss. So welcome to the radio show, Dr. Young.
Thank you, Ronnie.
Now, Dr. Young, I am admitting that I have hearing loss. And so my first question for you is pretty obvious. What are the most common causes of hearing loss?
Hearing loss is the third most prevalent condition after arthritis and heart disease. Approximately 48 million Americans have some degree of hearing loss. The most common causes of hearing loss are aging. The inner ear structures can change over time. It's a natural progression. Most of us will experience this as we age. Another prevalent cause is excessive noise exposure or prolonged exposure to loud noise. And this can be occupational or recreational exposure to loud sounds. Folks that work around power equipment, firearms, concert goers are a few examples. Noise can damage the delicate structures, which are the hair cells in the inner ear. Another factor would be injury to the ears, ruptured eardrums, loud blasts, sudden changes in pressure, use of Q-tips, getting nudged in the ear accidentally, also hereditary physical trauma, and it could be just excessive earwax in the ear. Cerumen can get hard and acts like an earplug, so thus reducing the hearing. So you should get your hearing tested every year or sooner if you're experiencing hearing loss.
Now, Dr. Young, that is a lot of people with hearing loss. So can you and I focus on an obvious epidemic, and that is no one is getting their hearing tested, myself included. Why is it so important for all of us to get our hearing tested on a yearly basis?
Yes, Ronnie, it is very important to establish a baseline hearing test first, especially if you haven't had one done in many decades. This is important to monitor the hearing, and then after that, you can see if the hearing is changing. Now, hearing loss can occur gradually and mostly undetected if it is a slow progression. Most people do not realize the hearing problem unless it is at a much greater hearing loss. So how do we know if our hearing is perfect? You know, if it never gets checked, how do we know that we can hear all the different sounds, different frequencies, if we do not have an objective measurement? So knowing if there are changes with your hearing will allow you to take steps in preventing further hearing loss, especially for those who are around some form of noise. You know, preventative care should be taken since the hair cells in our inner ear do not regenerate. They do not grow back. So if anyone in your family or yourself is experiencing any hearing loss, Call our office at 916-780-4200 for a free hearing screening. That's 916-780-4200. You could also visit our website at RosevilleDiagnosticHearingCenter.com.
First of all, Dr. Young, I think it is wonderful that you are offering a free screening test for our audience. And let me tell you something, I plan on taking advantage of this and talking about what it was like for me in our next interview. All right, let's talk about hearing loss and the effect it has on your personal relationships. Because you know what? If you can't hear the people around you, how do you connect and how do you converse? You start to feel isolated and alone.
Yes, Ronnie. It is a common problem for couples to have miscommunication. We have to remember communication is a two-way street. Hearing loss cuts off communication between couples. When the spouse wants to say something important or simple comment, or he or she may not get a response because they could not be heard. It is frustrating and isolating. Miscommunication can lead to anger, arguments, and resentment in relationships. If you care about having a healthy relationship with your family and friends and those you love, then do something about your hearing loss.
And Dr. Young, that's why I want to know, can treating hearing loss actually help you stay youthful and active?
Absolutely, Ronnie. Being able to hear better provides more social engagement among family and friends. If you can participate better in conversations and do not feel left out, you don't have to feel like you are in a bubble. People around you are enjoying each other's company and conversations, and if you cannot hear what they are saying, it does not feel good. Hearing loss is isolating. Hearing loss causes anxiety, increases stress. Hearing loss can make you feel drained and exhausted after a long conversation. So use of hearing aids can help you stay socially active, keeps you mentally sharp, have the ease of hearing others around you. You do not have to be disconnected from the world around you. You do not have to be disconnected from your family, your friends. So people who address their hearing loss often experience better quality of life. Call our office. We'll be glad to schedule you for a hearing screening. Call us at 916-780-4200. Again, 916-780-4200.
Now, for those of you just joining us, I've got Dr. Rosalyn Young, and she is a doctor of audiology, and she wants to help you and me hear better. Dr. Young, we've become this nation of turn up the volume as loud as is humanly possible. Why is that?
Ronnie, that is a great question. I don't know why people think that louder is better. It is not, at least not for the tiny little hair cells in your inner ear. We have approximately 15,000 hair cells, and these die off slowly over time. And in some cases, acoustic trauma can cause sudden changes to these structures. And the hair cells don't grow back once they are damaged. You see so many adults and young children using earbuds and headphones while listening to loud music or loud noise can affect your hearing and damage is irreversible. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, an estimated 12.5% of children and adolescents aged 6 to 19 and adults 20 to 69 years of age have suffered permanent damage to their hearing from excessive noise exposure.
Now, Dr. Young, I've got to admit, when I was young and crazy and wild, I listened to music so loud, and I believe that is the reason why I also suffer hearing loss. Now, one of my questions has to do with hearing aids, right? There's a stigma. Who wants to wear a hearing aid? But can you please educate our audience how hearing aids actually help you hear better and be part of the conversation?
Yes, hearing aids can provide many benefits. Did you know that 90 to 95% of people with hearing loss can be treated with hearing aids? Most people wait 7 years to seek help. Hearing aids can help you hear sounds that you can no longer hear or have difficulties hearing. If hearing aids are fitted properly, keep in mind, everyone has different types of degree of hearing loss. We process sounds differently. Your preference is different from yours and mine. So hearing aids have to be programmed specifically to your unique type of hearing loss. We have better noise reduction in complex environments. There's Bluetooth connectivity. You can connect them to your smartphones, tablets. You receive phone calls directly right into both of your ears. You can adjust the volume and settings with your programs using your smartphone. And the newly designed ones have rechargeable batteries, so no more fumbling with those little batteries. If you would like a free hearing screening, call our office at 916-780-4200. Again, that is 916-780-4200.
Dr. Young, I thank you so much for that excellent interview, and I look so forward to sharing my hearing journey with our audience. All right, everybody, as you can tell, I am fired up because we got a great show for you. And coming on the other end is Dr. Tony Beretta. And you know what we're going to talk about? Neuropathy, because it seems that the vast majority of people in Sacramento are suffering. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Ronnie Deutsch will be back with more right after this.
The following segment is brought to you by Dr. Tony Beretta, the official doctor of neuropathy for the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hey, surf is definitely up on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I am so excited right now because I have Dr. Tony Beretta in studio, and we're talking about you and neuropathy. And the reason why we're talking about it is because I have so many people emailing me, texting me, and wanting more information. So good morning, Tony, and welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Ronnie. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Now, what is so interesting about having you on the show is I am learning so much about peripheral neuropathy. So I'm always going to start there with the basic. What is peripheral neuropathy?
Well, Ronnie, peripheral neuropathy basically is a disease, a chronic illness due to numbness, pain caused by nerve damage in the hands and especially the feet. And it can be caused by many factors. More than anything, when the blood supply to the nerve is affected, the nerve fibers that are responsible for this pain conduction are damaged and can cause a loss of sensation and create this burning, tingling, and just pain for the patient. So, but again, most commonly we see it in the feet, could happen in the hands, and there's so many reasons that we can discuss for peripheral neuropathy.
And Dr. Beretta, what I love about you is you keep it so simple and understandable. I am experiencing some interesting burning sensations at the bottom of my feet and thought maybe it had to do with socks. So can I just ask you, does neuropathy, is it caused by your socks or your shoes?
You know, your shoes and your socks could cause some numbness, maybe some tingling. That's not going to be a cause of the actual condition of peripheral neuropathy. Common causes of peripheral neuropathy are diabetes, whether it's type 1 or type 2, nerve compression due to a back issue like a disc herniation or stenosis, you know, maybe even a side effects to some chemotherapy that you've had in the past or some statin drugs. So medications are also a common cause. But, you know, the socks constricting is kind of the same thing that happens with neuropathy, is that that nerve gets compressed and it'll cause that exact same sensation of numbness, tingling sensation.
And Dr. Beretta, when I think of peripheral neuropathy, unfortunately, automatically think, does it only affect old people? I mean, I'm getting older, Dr. Beretta. I'm not, I've always been honest about that. Do you think it affects us older people or younger people as well?
You know, it's true. It's predominantly the older generation, but there's no question that we've seen a high spike of younger people getting the peripheral neuropathy. And, you know, the theory is the epidemic of diabetes in this nation. So with the high rates of diabetes that are occurring, even in younger people, we're talking 20s and 30s, absolutely, after years of dealing with this diabetes, peripheral neuropathy could be an end result. So, yeah, predominantly we're seeing younger people, even in their 20s and 30s, they can definitely be afflicted by this condition. Call us at 916-979-0716. Again, 916-979-0716 to find out more about our drug-free, non-invasive, completely painless neuropathy pain relief treatments that have shown to be clinically proven to reduce or even eliminate neuropathy pain and inflammation. Or you can visit us, BarattaWellness.com. Again, Barata, BARATTA, wellness.com.
Now, Dr. Beretta, you and I know that 20 million people in our country, they're suffering with some sort of neuropathy, and it seems like the treatment is only geared towards the symptoms and not to cure the problem. How do you treat your patients suffering from peripheral neuropathy?
I'm so glad you asked, Ronnie, because it's true. We're completely drug-free, non-invasive, and more importantly, completely painless treatment. And it's basically a three-step protocol. Number one is a home-based therapy. So you're getting equipment at home, utilizing this equipment at home at your own leisure. The second step of the protocol is in-clinic procedures, coming to the office, getting things like cold laser therapy, which is amazing for regenerating that nerve, getting circulation back, getting the blood flow improved into that area. And then finally, the third step of our program is a nutrition protocol. And that's what you're going to learn at our seminar. You're going to learn the steps to deal with a chronic illness like peripheral neuropathy. Nutrition becomes essential in these types of conditions. So at our seminar, you will learn how this discovery that has led patients to seeing an average of an 87% reduction in pain symptoms, these three easy changes to your diet to help prevent the development of peripheral neuropathy or at least slow it down, and this advanced diagnostic testing that we do here in the office to determine if your condition is treatable. So if you would like to schedule an appointment with me, a one-on-one consultation, we can do that. Or if you want to attend our next upcoming seminar, which is this coming Wednesday, September 5th, call our office, 916-979-0716. Again, 916-979-0716. Or you can sign up for our seminar through our website, www.barattawellness.com.
Now, Dr. Beretta, I'm so happy that you brought up your seminar. Can you talk about what an attendee can learn by attending your free neuropathy seminar?
Absolutely. Basically, you'll learn just the easy and simple home therapy used by some of the largest hospitals in the U.S. to treat these certain types of peripheral neuropathy. We'll talk about easy changes to your diet to help prevent the development of the peripheral neuropathy or at least slow it down. We'll talk about advanced diagnostic testing that we do here in our office to determine if your condition is even treatable. Talk about our technology that helps reduce the pain from the neuropathy and its debilitating effects. Or you'll learn about how peripheral neuropathy is only treated by conventional medicine with drugs or surgery. You'll learn at our seminar how to deal with your condition in a completely drug-free, non-invasive, and completely painless way.
And so obviously, Dr. Beretta, my follow-up question is, because I'm a little bit of a baby like my mommy, is neuropathy treatment painful?
Oh, not at all. Not at all. So the treatment that we do here, cold laser therapy in the office, basically all you're feeling is the pressure of a probe. Then we're doing vibration therapy. So vibration therapy is really good if you're dealing with some coordination and balance issues. Basically, you're stepping up on a little platform and you're doing a 10-minute vibrational type effect. And then, of course, the home therapy. You're sitting in the comforts of your own home and you're doing this therapy. And of all the patients that have gone through our programs, I haven't had one report of anything being painful whatsoever. Any of the symptoms that we've discussed, tingling, burning, numbness, or pain into the extremities, call our office now, 916-979-0716. Again, 916-979-0716. So you can either sit down with me for a personal one-on-one consultation or to attend our next upcoming seminar this coming Wednesday, September 5th at 6 p.m.
Dr. Beretta, I love our interviews, and I love how dedicated you and your staff are to helping our audience with these awful conditions related to peripheral neuropathy. All right, everybody, I've got to take a break, but when I come back, I'm bringing in Bob, our tax man, and we're talking about bail reform and how it's going to affect you, the superhero taxpayer, as well as what the world is going to look like if Gavin Newsom is elected. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Ronnie Deutsch will be back with more right after this.
The following segment is brought to you by Dr. Daryl Jaffrey with GetOffYourAcid.com, the official celebrity nutritionist for the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
And now back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. Here's Ronnie.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and as promised, I've got our tax man in studio. We've got a lot of topics to discuss this week. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Ronnie.
Now, Bob, we have got to start with one of the biggest stories in California, and that is our awful governor signing off on new bail reform. First of all, can you talk about who's really going to be stuck with this bill and everything about this program?
Well, yes, I can, Ronnie. This ties into a lot of taxation in the state of California. Let's get a heads up on this because this is a very interesting story. Suspects waiting trial in California will now have their bail eliminated, according to the bill signed by Jerry Brown last Tuesday. In lieu of bail, suspects will be gauged on their final risk assessment of how they should be released in jail. So let's tie this all together. You're going to be arrested. You got bail. Now you don't pay for bail. Somebody's got to pay that. Somebody's going to have to pay the bail money that is not being accessed by the state of California. When you have bail, you've got $2,500 bails, $500 bails for different people coming in. This, our Justice Department is now not going to have that revenue. Where is that revenue going to come from, Ronnie? That's going to come from our superhero California taxpayer.
And what concerns me the most about this, Bob, is we've also got the Judicial Council, which you and I know is the policy-making body for California courts. And now they've got, let me use the exact words, broad authority to reshape this pretrial detention policies. What I want to know, Bob, again, when you've got millions of criminals, who pays for it? And how much more taxes are we looking at? Where's it going to come from?
Well, Ronnie, that's just very subjective because the projections are not in by Governor Jerry Brown. He gave no projections for this. This is supposed to take effect in October 2019. Now, we have to take a look at this seriously because if there is no bail and you're a criminal, you don't have any money tied into this, The courts are losing money. They're losing money. It's going to be like a sieve. They're going to be losing so much money. Now we've got this hodgepodge law that's going to be implemented by individual counties. You've got these individual counties with these decision-making judges on who stays and who doesn't. This is going to create a backlog in the judicial system. This is also going to create a large expense for the California taxpayer. Now, I believe that they're going to be raising property taxes, or they're going to be raising your taxes on sales tax, which we already have something in place for this. This is going to be done by individual counties. So how's this going to work? You're going to have your property taxes raised. You're going to have your sales taxes raised. The judicial system is going to have to raise this money. You can't take all this bail money out of the system and not replace it.
And you know what, Bob? You know what this smells like to me? One of those bills, right? We've got a lot of them in November that you and I must educate our audience about, like SB 993. That's what this smells like, Bob. You don't even see it coming, and they just want to raise taxes. So can you remind our audience about SB 993 and why you must vote no?
Yes, I'd love to. This is Robert Hertzberg's bill. This assigns a 3% tax on service industries. We have to realize what's going on here. Now, you've got hairdressers, accountants, tax preparers. You've got everybody in the service industry. These costs are going to definitely be passed on to the taxpayer. They are implementing this law as to help the lower income and middle income California taxpayers. This has no plan whatsoever but to collect more taxes.
And again, Bob, how would you feel knowing you have to pay 3% more? And how are those business owners going to feel collecting that money and paying it to that new bureaucracy that you, the taxpayer, are going to have to pay for as well?
In my opinion, Ronnie, this is going to be a disaster for service-based industries. They're going to be a little bit of a revolt here. We haven't seen the real numbers yet because they haven't put out the real numbers on this. We know it's going to create another bureaucracy in the state of California that we have to pay for to collect this. We know this is going to put undue expenses onto large corporations in the state of California.
And you and I know, Bob, the migration out of state is already at an all-time high. How can you and I afford to lose more businesses because of the awful tax environment in California?
Well, the environment is getting pretty sticky, Ronnie. In my opinion, we need to get a handle on this, and we got to get out and vote. Listen, folks, if you've got any questions about the Franchise Tax Board, you got any questions about the IRS, you got any questions about the new taxes coming down the road here at the state of California, please call me at 1-800-695-3010. That's 1-800-695-3010. Also, you can go to oictaxservices.com. Get all your questions answered.
Now, for those of you just joining us, I've got my favorite tax man in studio, and that is Bob. And we are talking about you, the superhero taxpayer. Now, Bob, let's talk about the election in November and what California will look like if Gavin Newsom is elected.
Well, I've been reading up on Gavin Newsom here a little bit, and Gavin Newsom is proposing a universal health care program for the state of California. Now, these costs have not been worked out by him. The preliminary numbers look like it's going to be about $400 billion to cover everybody. That is double the state budget. Not only that, listen, he wants to go ahead and cover illegal immigrants that aren't even supposed to be here in the state and give them health care also. Can you imagine if this news gets out across the country? You're going to have people coming from all over this state to be here to get these benefits. Not only that, we're going to increase our homeless population, too. Number one, we give out free universal health care. You're going to have people come in from everywhere, possibly from out of the country. You're going to have more homeless people here. This is going to create a financial debacle for the taxpayer of the state of California. That's right. The superhero taxpayer is going to take the brunt of this.
And so, Bob, I just want to do simple math with you, because with Jerry Brown and Gavin Newsom, 2 + 2 = $400 billion. How do you suspect our superhero taxpayers are going to pay for this? What tax rate will they end up suffering? Is it going to be higher taxes, sales taxes? How do we collect the revenue?
Oh, they'll probably tax you on everything you've got here. But Gavin Newsom, talking about specifically about financing, said other developed countries spend less overall on health care. It's a transition. That's the challenge, he said, adding it's going from something old to something new, where the white water is. Well, I think he's going to have to start putting a little numbers on the board here to explain how this is going to affect the franchise tax board and the superhero taxpayers who are going to be footing the bill for this, Ronnie.
See, it's almost like the new bail reform that Jerry Brown is proposing, right, Bob? The devil is in the details, Bob, and you and I don't know the details. So again, how can our state afford $400 billion? I want you to really step back, Bob. Is that like you and I having to pay $10,000 more every year? What numbers are we talking about?
Yes, Ronnie, you would have to literally double the taxation here in the state of California. You would have to double the personal taxes. You'd have to double the sales tax. I can hear Bob Hertzberg right now. He's loving this right now. But we cannot tax the taxpayers out of existence. There's only so much we can do. Listen, I'd like you to call me about these issues. 1-800-695-3010. Go to my website, oictaxservices.com. We will get all your information out to you. Plus, if you've got an issue with the Internal Revenue Service or the Franchise Tax Board, great time to make that call.
And Bob, let's be honest. You and I know that the State Department recently mailed out about a million of those ugly letters saying, your passport is being revoked. What are the calls like that you've been receiving, Bob, from taxpayers who received that awful letter revoking their passport because they owe the IRS?
I get people calling me saying, they can't do this. What are they doing? I have to travel. I'm going on vacation. I've got a wedding to do. Yes, they can do that. If you have an IRS tax issue that is delinquent and you have not resolved it, yes, the Internal Revenue Service will have the State Department revoke your passport or deny it on application. This is nationwide. This is not just in California. Call me at 1-800-695-3010 if you get one of these letters from the State Department. It is critical we look at this right away.
And Bob, you and I cannot ignore the fact that the IRS is hiring 1,700 more employees who want to come after you and your family and take as much money as is humanly possible. What is it going to be like to deal with the IRS and these new 1,700 employees?
Well, Ronnie, it's going to be very interesting because you got to remember the IRS, these brand new IRS agents have got the manual in front of them. They've got you on the phone and they're thumbing through the pages trying to figure this out. And you're lucky to get through to them. I know we covered a lot of issues today and we kind of moved around a lot. If you have any questions about any taxation issues, please call me at 1-800-695-3010. Go to my website, oictaxservices.com.
All right, everybody, I'm out of time, but I want to thank you so much for your support, your emails, for liking us at RonnieDeutschRadio.com. And the bottom line is I want to dedicate my all-time favorite Lynyrd Skynyrd song, Freebird, to you, Senator John McCain. Have a great week, everybody. I'll see you next weekend on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.